Welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Colmar. So we are here today to talk about the violet flame. And before I talk about the violet flame, I'd like to mention the chat room. And that's real easy to get to. Just go to 1-2listen.com and click on chat, and you're right there. It's not very complicated. It's via Facebook. So if you have any comments or questions during my show, Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, please ask, make comments in the chat room or whatever. But before I start my conversation on the violet flame, I also like to say that I am a 1-2 Listen Advisor, the flip side of 1-2 Radio. And please give me a try on 1-2listen.com. But if you don't, if you want to try someone else, there's lots of good advisors, lots of good good people there advising others. So just know that 1-2listen.com. So why don't I start my show tonight? And that would be the violet flame. The violet flame is it's used to heal the body, the mind, and your soul. So It's been around for literally hundreds and hundreds of years, but recently it's become more popular. Maybe it's been popular on and off through the years since recognition of the violet flame has been, you know, part of our recognition internally. If you use the violet flame, like I said, it's used to heal the body, mind, and soul. And it's the violet light of your aura that comes from the violet flame. So here you go. So the violet flame actually comes from your aura, the violet light of your aura. And what I mean is that you work with it on a daily basis. I do. I have like a little mantra I have created for myself. I will read that, what I do every day. All I do is it's a pseudo little prayer about the violet flame. It kind of opens me up because, like I said, it's a healing process. It's a purifier. It takes care of things. This is about you being pure, you having a purer state. And when you have a purer state, you definitely can heal a lot of things internally, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental. I really believe that. And the violet flame also heals your karmic wounds. So, like I said, it's to heal the body, mind, and the soul. So whatever karmic wounds you bring with you, and we can do that each lifetime, try the violet flame. See if you can do some healing on your own. Things, and what I mean by karmic wounds are things that like when you are, no pun intended, when you get inflamed about a certain subject and it brings out the worst in you. That's a karmic wound. So you could say when it brings the worst out of you, therefore, the worst wants to come out of you. Therefore, use the violet flame to douse these karmic wounds. And it's also about you transmuting painful memories. And we all have painful memories growing up or young adults or old adults. It doesn't matter. All those memories are there. So you could run that flame through the memories of your life. And maybe those things that are really bothering you, that really make you angry, that really, how would you say it, cause you to have extreme emotional swings. Use a violent flame to heal those painful memories. Use the violet flame to heal those karmic wounds. And sometimes these painful memories are related to karmic wounds too, because we are, you could say, using the law of attraction. If you're walking around with these wounds and they're real strong inside of you, you will attract these painful memories or create painful memories, and you'll, voila. But it's used to transmute, to change, to transcend, to go beyond that. And so this is a daily practice. And what I mean by a daily practice is all you have to do is what I do is in the morning when I meditate, I just have this little prayer about the violet flame. And as I'm saying it, I run it through my body. I run it through my thoughts. I run it through my soul. I run it through every aspect of who I am. It's actually very soothing, especially if you wake up. Let's say you wake up from and you've had unusual dreams and you feel disturbed about these dreams. Well, run the violet flame through you. See if you can calm down these dreams. And dreams? Well, dreams can be various things at different times. Whether it's something that's been on your mind for a long time or it's something that is immediate, that happened an hour ago, that happened 5 seconds ago. So sometimes dreams are a mishmash of everything. Sometimes dreams are prophetic. Sometimes dreams are psychic. So it depends on you as a dreamer. But if you have a disturbing dream, run the violet flame through it. If it's disturbing, what I mean by disturbing, you're upset about it because maybe you saw something in the dream that maybe someone close to you is going to make their passing or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Just run the flame through it, that beautiful violet flame. And like I was saying, I use these decrees or this little prayer that I've created for myself about the violet flame, the flame itself. And using the violet flame, when you purify these old wounds, because that's what it is. The violet flame is about purification of old things that are keeping you back from your potential. And at times your hidden potential, because you could say the same old stuff that we experience every day keeps us from really giving us what are allowing us to express who we really want to be. That might be success. That might be love. That might be anything for that matter. So think about it as purifying old wounds. And sometimes you could say those painful memories, are they scarred? They can be scarred. Are they still open? Are they still festering? Well, if they are, even if they're scars, and if they're still festering, like an open wound is, use the violet flame to run that through you, these old wounds. Because if you walk around with the old wounds, you're not going to, you could say, how can I get out of my situation? Well, if you're still dealing with the same old stuff year after year after year, you're never going to get out of your situation. And this is one way of dealing with it. When you think about the violet flame, like, I've created this little prayer for myself. I'll read that right now, what I do every morning. I am the violent flame in action in me now. I am the violent flame. To light alone I bow. I am the violent flame in perfect harmony. I am the violent flame. And then the last phrase is, I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. I am the violent flame. And I just say that once in the morning, and it's a very good way to clear the cobwebs out of me. And sometimes what's interesting is when I do that, sometimes old things will come up so I can face them, so I can let them go, so I can not walk around with these things. It's better to let it, you could say, be in a purer state than a state that is as one of my radio colleagues, the Encore show, previous to this show, she was talking about anger. So if you do have anger issues, violent flame work can really help you. And when I say that, I just open myself up and open myself up to the violent flame. And I know that when I say that, that little prayer that I've created there, when I say that, that it's going to do me good. And that's all it takes when you say something like that, know that it's going to do you good. It's for the good of who you are, for the betterment of who you are. And it's always good to be better. If you can be better every day just by one little thing, it can make a huge difference in your life. By just doing one little thing every day and using the violent flame and having less anger, having less frustration, having, let's say, well, I feel poor. How can I become wealthy? Well, maybe that's an issue that you have to deal with. So use the violent flame as a, say, I heal myself. I I use the violent flame to heal myself. And if it's a financial issue, you just keep that in mind as you're doing the violent flame. And what's interesting is these are rhythmic prayers. So you create something that with a rhyme too. If you notice, I'm going to repeat this. I am the violent flame in action in me now. I am the violent flame to light alone I bow. So create rhymes and rhythms for your cleansing, for your purifying. And you could just sit down. If you're like a creative individual, and you're good with words of matching, mismatching or matching or however it comes along, play with this. It's a lot of fun too. Create your own little decree or prayer. It doesn't matter. And it's also this rhythmic prayer gets your body into a rhythm. That's why it says it's rhythmic. So you create this rhythm with inside of you as you're saying your decree, your prayer, and you know in your mind's eye that it's running through your body, it's running through your mind, your soul, your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and it's also opening that spiritual part of you. Because as you get let go of these things, that spiritual aspect of you has a tendency to come out more. In other words, you're more connected to the universe, to God, to creation, to yourself for that matter. And this is, you could say the light energy. The light energy. So here I am talking about saying like this rhythmic prayer or decree, and you're running through this light energy through you, but you're like I said, if you've got a certain purpose, whether you wake up angry or you wake up disturbed or you had a bad day the previous day and you wake up tomorrow morning and you need to clear that out of you, well, it's good to visualize what you need to clear out of you. If you feel angry and you're ready to kick the can down the road or kick your dog or cat or whatever, don't kick the dog or cat. They had nothing to do with that. Work on it yourself. Like run the violet light through you and visualize that anger, that stress or whatever it is, it's going away. And that's a real good thing. And I've been practicing this now for probably a good solid 4 years, 5 years probably, going on 5 now. And I think it's made a difference for me. I think when I do it, the tendency is I tend to be calmer. And when I don't do it, I might get a little angst or I might get a little over anxious at times. But I can do this anytime I want. If I feel like something is coming on that I don't want to be a part of me, I just run that rhythmic prayer through me. And when I run it through, it kind of clears things. It you could say it makes it better for me. And the violet flame itself has this special erasing quality that you could say that transmutes the negative aspects of me, of you, of all of us. We all carry around some negative aspects of who we were 2 days ago, or who we were 20 years ago for that matter. So this is about you allowing that to go away, to change. Change hatred into love. Change frustration into joy. Whatever you need to do. And it's also about to transmute, to alter in form. Okay, the violent flame is to transmute, to alter in form. Okay, it's all about to change something into a higher form. So, like I said, if you wake up and you're angry, you turn that anger into joy. You turn that anger into love. You turn that anger into whatever you need to turn it into, something opposite of what you're feeling. So this is to transmute, mute, to alter any form within inside of you, whether it's a thought, a feeling, or a physical thing. Let's say you have a cold, or let's say you have an illness. Use the violet flame and run that through you. And in your mind's eye, know whatever you're experiencing, wherever that is. Let's say you have, you got sick and you have a head cold and your chest, your lungs are full of fluid. Okay. So you're going to run the violent flame through your lungs. You're going to clear the fluid out of your lungs. You're going to clear the mucus out of your throat, out of your sinuses. Whatever you need to do, whatever body part you want to work on, in your mind's eye, you're going to run the flame through that body part. But it also runs through the entire gamut from head to toe and everywhere in between. And it's also, there's a mystic aspect of this. They've been using this energy for literally thousands of years. So the violent flame's been around. It's nothing new. It's just that recently, maybe you've never heard about it. But basically, if you want to find out more about it, I'm just telling you kind of general aspects of it as I go along in my show tonight. Just Google violet flame, and you'll find out more detailed information. And it's also by the violet flame is a means which any one of us can free ourselves from our imperfections, our discord with inside of us. So think about that, the discord inside of you. If you could let go of all that stuff that drives you crazy, just think how your world would be. You'd be at peace. You'd be calm. No matter what's happening around you, you'd be the calm one. You're like the eye of the hurricane. Everything else is chaotic around you, but in the middle, by the eye of the hurricane, it's beautiful weather. It's a beautiful place to be. So, yeah. So allow the violent flame to free yourself. Let go of the discord. Let go of the imperfections. We are a bunch of imperfect beings. That's why we come here, to create more perfection for us in each lifetime. So by repeating the violent flame, like let's say, I am the violent flame. I am means you're personalizing it, which means by saying, I am the violent flame, you're connecting directly to creation, to source, to God with the violent flame. When you put it in that personal terms, you are connecting to creation itself by just saying, I am love. But in this case, you're going to say, I am the violent flame. Therefore, you're creating that personal connection, that deep personal connection to God, to creation itself. And it's also, we are transforming ourselves at the same time. Even though you say, I am the violent flame, okay, you are recreating yourself. Every time you say, I am the violent flame, whether or not you have an intention or not, you are recreating yourself. You are letting go of discord. You are letting go of anxieties. You are letting go of the BS of the day. You could say, the BS of the year so far. Let's say your year hasn't been going well. So maybe you work on that with the violent flame. Maybe you create a new mindset with the violent flame that suddenly you have the idea that I can create whatever I want because I feel freer, and then your whole life changes. And this is one way of getting there. There's many ways to get there, many paths to get to a place that you are a much freer person. But this is one way, one form. And like I said, it's been around for thousands of years. So that this, by you transforming yourself, by me transforming myself every day, by me saying my little rhythmic prayer there, I feel like I become closer to creation, to God. And so as you use the violent flame, have a sense that like a shower of light is falling all around you. When you run the violent flame through your physical body, through your soul, through your emotions, through your mind, just, have a sense that it's a great shower. It's kind of like a spring rain shower, a spring day when it just rains for maybe 5-10 minutes and then it moves off and all of a sudden, the air smells good. Everything's clean again. Dust is now, you got rained off and everything else. So the violent flame works in that respect to you. You're cleaner. You're freer. You're able to see things clearer. When you're freer, guess what? Your clarity becomes that much more precise. And at the same time, when you use the violent flame, you could experience visions of past lifetimes because you're opening up things. you're allowing things to open up. You're allowing your soul to open up to you. So therefore, you might have visions of past lives in that, in those. And if you do, kind of enjoy it. See what it's like. You know, maybe it's not a positive past life, but see what you were in that life, whether you're a male or a female, whether you were a good guy or a bad guy, it doesn't matter. And see, maybe if you were a bad guy, you don't want to do that one again. You don't want to live that life again, you know, in a future lifetime. But that was a past life. You can't change that. You can only change the present moment, and the violent flame allows you to change the present moment. It also lets you, let's say you, example, you killed someone in the past life and you know it. Okay, so run the violent flame through you so you can forgive yourself. That happened 10,000 years ago or 500 years ago. It doesn't matter. Just run the flame through you and say, please forgive all my soul discretionary moments or my past life moments that were negative. And you run the violent flame through your soul so you can forgive yourself. We are not, like I said, we are not perfect beings here. We're here to become more perfect, and we are here to become better for ourselves, and we're better for ourselves, we're better for the world. So the violent flame is one way to open yourself up to yourself. And what I mean by opening yourself up, you learn about yourself. You learn more about yourself because as you let go of these things, anger, let's say, so you let go of that. And when you let go of that, you tend to have more clarity. Anger can bring things on real quick, but anger can go away real fast too. But anger can lament and stay for years at a time, depending on your personality. So if you're a person that holds a grudge, let's say, because someone said something to you 5 years ago or looked at you oddly, maybe it's time for you to forgive yourself about that. And also forgive them. And maybe there was nothing there. Maybe it was your state of mind and you just took it the wrong way. So run that violent flame of self-forgiveness too. And it's also about breaking karmic cycles. Let's say lifetime after lifetime. Example, let's say you have a lifetime where it's about drinking excessively, and then you die from drinking excessively, and then you come back and do that again, and you die again from drinking excessively, drinking alcohol, that is, not water. And then how many times do you have to go through this? Is it 5 times? Is it 1 time? Is it 50 times? But one thing about the violet flame, it breaks karmic cycles. And so let's say you are drinking this time around, and you're not doing very well physically or mentally for that matter or emotionally. Well, use the violent flame and run it through yourself. Run it through. Purify your body of the alcohol. When you run the violent flame through yourself and you want to stop drinking, think purifying thoughts. Think purifying thoughts within the bloodstream. Think purifying thoughts within your mind. Think purifying thoughts that you can actually stop. Because the violent flame is one way of recreating yourself. So, yeah, how many times do you have to repeat this cycle of drinking excessively and then dying from, you know, liver failure or whatever, digestive failure, whatever it is from too much? So memories, you could say memories of violence, of pain, of grief, of guilt, and this is of the present lifetime. Run the violent flame through that. Clear yourself of that. But I have a break coming up, and I'd like to say that I will be back in 5 minutes, and I will be talking about the violet flame again in the second half of the show, and we'll be taking phone calls in the second half of the show. But all I can say is thank you, and I just want to say this. And remember, there's only peace and love in the world, in your world. And until then, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Hey, this is Christine Demoriere, and you found us, 12radio.com. Welcome to the family.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Are you a psychic? Not psychic, but a psychic. A psychic can be an astrologer, a numerologist, a tarot reader, or someone that has a rapport in the angelic realm. It's someone who can bypass the getting to know you phase and jump right into the I see you phase. At 12listen.com, we're looking for psychics with more than 3 years professional experience and who know and understand the 1-2 family values. And we're always changing. We can do readings from the phone, chat room, email, and soon video. And let's not forget about the 1-2 radio and 1-2 academy venues. Being a professional psychic is hard work, and we'd like to make it a little easier for you. You want to find out more? Write us. 12HR@12listen.com. And this is Mark Husson, reminding you that whatever you choose, choose happiness first.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On 12 Radio, 12radio.com. 12 Radio, changing the way we see the world.
Mole Mama, take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Psychic medium Christina LaFrance, advisor on 12listen.com. Together, let's take the time to explore our inner world, discovering the gifts of even our most rejected qualities, and why embracing all of who we are is the key to our freedom, our peace, and aligning to our own destinies. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and noon Eastern Time for the Christina LaFrance Show, right here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.
Joel Goldsmith said, "We are that place where God becomes visible. Our source and that which constitutes us is God, infinite divine being. We are God being, God appearing, God manifesting. That is the true glory of our being. And that is empowerment." I'm Kelly Whetstone. Please join me every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and get to know the real you.
Dowsing, known also as water dowsing or water witching, is the ancient art of using a tree branch, pendulum, or rod to locate underground water, hidden objects, treasures, and even missing persons. Many dowsers, called witch wigglers or water witches, have had great success throughout history. Dowsing was common practice used by the old settlers to find underground water for drilling and building wells. This is Nadia M. Rose, psychic advisor at 12listen.com.
Hi everyone, this is Mark Husson. A wise man once suggested that we not grieve for the things we do not have, but rejoice in what we do. That is why, on behalf of the 12 family, I want to thank each of you for your participation, your presence, and your continued extensions of kindness. It is in you that we find our courage and desire to continue, for without you, we could not exist. Wishing you boundless experiences of joy, much like what you give us each and every day.
This is Psychic Cat. I see enlightenment in your future right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio, and 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you are on 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is the violet flame. And I'm just going to do a quick synopsis of what I talked about in the first half of the show. If you're new to the show, the second half of the show. Excuse me. So the violet flame is an attunement. It's a spiritual tool also. It's a transmuting process, which means transmute means to change. It's a conscious effect to manifest your truth. You are consciously affecting a manifestation of your own truth by using the violet flame. It's about self-realization. It's about spiritual growth. And earlier the first half of the show, I mentioned that I have been using the violet flame day after day when I in my meditations for 5 years, going on 5 years now, and it's really helped me. Some days when I wake up not feeling so good, I run the flame through me, the violet flame, and it just alleviates a lot of tension, emotional tension, physical tension. It works on all levels. And it's also about, this is the probably the most important thing about the violet flame itself. It's healing yourself. It's healing oneself directly. Every time you run the flame through yourself, that violet flame, that beautiful violet flame, you're actually doing a healing. And maybe it's one little thing at a time, but if you do that daily, one little thing turns into a lot of little things, and before you know it, you might be feeling better. And all of a sudden, when you start feeling better, you say, free yourself of your things that have bogged you down. Suddenly, you're energized. Suddenly, you're creating something that you've been trying to create for 5 years or 10 years, and now you're a big success. That's what it's all about. It's to heal yourself so you could be here. So you could come here and be at your maximum, be at your best, be your best. And it's, and what it does is it's actually energetic. It's vibrational energy. It's you could say you're changing vibrational energetic patterns with inside of yourself, letting go of things that are not good for you and holding on to things that are real positive. So the violet flame will, you could say, empty yourself out of these negative thoughts or behaviors or whatever it is that bothers you about yourself. And it's also the aspect of the violet flame is opening up to universal consciousness, creation, God, being part of that. Just think if you're a part of that. Just think of the unlimited possibilities that you can create for yourself, that you can create for you and your family or the people around you, making their world better. And it's about tapping into these frequencies that allow you to allow this universal energy to flow inside of you, to be a part of you every waking moment. It's always there. Maybe you didn't realize it's always there. But one thing about the violet flame, as you clear and free yourself of these problems, issues, things that get you nowhere. Usually, you could say you might end up with a headache because you're just beating your head against the wall because you feel frustrated. Well, you don't have to have a headache. You want to have a clear head. You want to be clear of, you could say, heal these emotions, heal these physical problems. Whether it's a chronic issue or not, it doesn't matter. These problems can be healed by using the violet flame, emotional and physical problems. And if you want to improve relationships, whether it's your partner, whether it's your friendships or your family or even between, you know, not total strangers, but you could say people that you know remotely, you know, like vaguely, improve relationships there. Basically, it makes your life easier. It allows you to be the one person you want to be. And that's happy. That's joyful. That is beautiful. The beautiful side of you. And wouldn't you like to have this beautiful side of you, like, really bloom, blossom? Because when the better side of you comes out, people notice. They're going, oh, what do they have that I need what they have? Whatever they have, it's really working. So by you doing the violent flame, you might inspire others to open themselves up, to allow them to free themselves. Because they might ask you, what has changed inside of you? You're a different person. You're just easier to talk to. So pass the word on. If it's working for you, pass it on to strangers, to friends, to family. It doesn't matter. And the violent flame also has qualities of mercy, of forgiveness, of freedom, of change. And the violet flame, you could say it's associated with spiritual light. So that's whoever came up with this idea, or however the idea was put out in the world, whether it was through someone who was meditating, whether someone, a psychic came up with it, or through meditation, it doesn't matter. It's out there for you to use. And it's also like the violet flame itself, you could say, is the highest frequency in the visible spectrum. In our visible spectrum, guess what? The color violet is the highest frequency in the visual spectrum of light. Okay? So there we go. The violet flame. And ancients believed that this transcending color was spiritual rather than physical, a physical phenomenon. And did they know that that in the light spectrum that the color violet was at the highest visible spectrum? Easily, they could. Just because they lived 1,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago or 20,000 years ago, it doesn't matter. Technology has always been around in some aspects. Technology comes and goes. But technology's been around since the beginning of this beautiful planet of ours. So it's also as you release, you could say as you release things, you're creating something new. By you letting go, you're creating, you could say, free space with inside of you, and you're filling it with that universal love, with that self-love that you need to give to yourself, that understanding that you need to give to yourself. And what's interesting is in the 20th century, it was released, you could say, by an ascended master. He was known as Saint Germain. And he was considered an enlightened spiritual being. And so here's Saint Germain back in the 20th century re-initializing the violet flame. In other words, bringing it out to the public so you and I could use it. So we are aware of what it holds. And like I said, it's about the power to erase, the power to change, the power to even let go of the past memories, past mistakes. So if you're walking around thinking about, oh, I said the wrong thing to someone and that was months ago, that was a mistake. Use the violent flame to allow that mistake to leave you. So you're not fixated on it. You're fixated on something better. Like, how can I create a perfect relationship, a perfect loving relationship? How can I create more money in my life? How can I create whatever you need to create? And the word transmute means to change, to alter, form. appearance. It also means nature. There's a nature aspect to Terence Mute. Think about how the seasons, if you live in an area where there's four distinct seasons, think about the changes that go on from season to season and how the fall comes and the beautiful colors are there, but the spring comes and fresh green foliage is blooming. It's a beautiful time of the year, the fall, the spring. So is the winter. So is the summer. All seasons have a different representation. And like I said earlier in the show, it's also about you letting go of karmic issues. Bad karma? You want to let go of bad karma. Things that we bring with us in this lifetime that we can work on. You can work on it and you may not get anywhere, but by letting it go, you're still working on it. And if it goes away, then it's gone. It's gone forever. And it's on the physical level. Like I said, you can heal yourself. You can heal your body. You can let's say you had a serious illness. Use the violet flame for that illness or that disease. Run it through yourself daily. You know, if you feel you have to do it twice a day, then do it twice a day. It doesn't matter. And since the real cause of disease is also rooted in our mental, emotional, and spiritual states, like I said, the violent flame works on the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual states. And what is the law of karma? And basically, the law of karma, all that is our past actions, both good and bad, come back to us. Doesn't that sound interesting? You could say that's the law of attraction in the present lifetime. But the law of karma is our past actions, both good and bad, comes back to us. So what goes on inside of you? You know, that old saying, what comes around goes around? Well, that's what karma is. So if you're putting out good things, if you're putting out creating good karma every day, guess what? Good things are going to come back to you tenfold, a hundredfold. Use the violent flame. If you have doubts about anything in your mind, about you as a dynamic individual, you as an empowered individual, let's say, that you are in charge of your life. No one tells you what to do because you create your life and no one has to tell you what to do. You know what to do. This is a very empowering way of getting there. So here we are talking about change, we're talking about releasing negative past experience, whether it's karmic or present. Let's go to the present aspect of our lives here. Like thoughts and emotions that can affect your health. So let's say you have you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, I hate my body. Well, those thoughts and emotions feed into your physical body. And as they feed into your body, you're going to, maybe they create something awkward for you. That image, your self-image, what you're creating there of your self-image is not true. So use the violet flame to purify that self-image. That I love my body. I love who I am. I love me as an individual. And let's say you have thoughts and emotions that create, let's say, excessive acid in your body. You know, acid reflux is known as. Well, use the violent flame to resolve the acid reflux. Run it down your throat. Run it from your stomach up to your mouth. Run it from your mouth down to your stomach. And it's a simple matter. Use that to resolve if you have acid reflux. Use that to resolve if you have headaches, let's say. Whatever you need to use it in, the violet flame is a multifaceted tool to purify who you are. And like I said, when you become, the purer you become, the easier it is for you to get what you want. In other words, there's less BS, or in this case, bullshit with inside of you to stop you from who you want to be. And so, Since the violet flame works by changing your vibrational patterns, the energetics of who you are, and vibration. The definition of vibration is speed of oscillation, the speed at which something moves back and forth, like sound waves from a speaker. Okay? So it's just changing the oscillation. And it also works on the atomic level. It's about creating clarity within the atom itself, getting rid of, you could say, things that are not supposed to be there. You could say debris within the atom itself, debris within the cell, with each individual cell that's in your body. And each individual cell is made up of lots of atoms. So as you clear yourself, you're changing your physical body. You're creating perfect health. You're creating a better self-image of yourself. Like I said, maybe you look at yourself and go, I don't like my shape. Well, use the violet flame to start having a different thought about your shape. Maybe it's a shape you can't change, but maybe it's a shape you can change. Maybe by you losing 25 pounds, that shape becomes more pleasing to the eye, to your eyes. Therefore, hence, you're liking yourself better. Run that violet flame through you, knowing that when you run it through, that you're going to drop a pound or two today. That it's going to stay off. It's just not going to go away and come back. That it's, once it's gone, it's gone. That your metabolism is ramped up enough that it's going to keep the weight off. And that's another aspect of the violet flame. You can use it in all sorts of, you could say, different organs, different places within inside of you. And it's also, like I said, the violet flame tends to change this negative energy. It surrounds you. When you use it, it surrounds you, and it removes that energy. It's actually changing, you could say, the light. You could change in your light frequency when you run that beautiful violet flame through you. You could say less denser atoms, electrons moving faster, thereby releasing even higher vibrations, releasing you more into a vibrational pattern that allows you to create whatever you need to do, whatever you need, whatever you want. Let's say you don't have a job. So run the violet flame through your mind, through your emotions, that you're clearing whatever it is blocking you from getting that job. And it's also about creating the optimum health. The optimum health with your emotions, the optimum health with your body, the optimum health, you could say, with the spiritual side of you. It's good to have a healthy spiritual aspect of who you are, of what the world is for you, and how it is for you. So the question is, if you were to start using this, let's say tomorrow morning, would that be a good thing for you? Would that be a wonderful thing for you? Of course it would be. I just kind of recommend this. It's just another tool in your box to create what you need in your life. To let go of those things that hold you back from being what you want to do. And since it's a freeing energy, it frees the spiritual side of you. It reestablishes a harmonistic point of view of life and an equilibrium with inside of you. And once it's inside of you, you express it outwardly. And you go walking along like Buddha, like Jesus. Maybe you become one of the masters by using the violet flame. And I'm not saying to be blasphemous. These individuals made big differences in the world. They came here to change the world. You came here to change the world. Why can't you do what they did? Nothing wrong with that. Change is always a good thing. And the violet flame, by you allowing the changes to happen and using the violet flame, and you are creating a whole new side of yourself that was probably there, but the old stuff kept it from really coming to the surface. And it's a tool. This is a good tool for transformation. Let's say you transfer your fears into courage, anxiety into peace, hatred into love, to rise your soul into a state of unity with the divine. Yeah. To allow your soul to state, you could say that state of the soul with divine unity. So allow that to be you. Allow that to be you every waking moment. When you're in that state of mind, when you're in that conscious state, guess what? Nothing can stop you. You're empowered to do everything you want to do. If you need a new job, you go look for a new job and you get one like within days. You don't have to, be drawn into the vortex of, you know, the economy is this or whatever, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's easy to use. It's very practical. It's practical. Like I said, I'm going to repeat my rhyme, my prayer that I do every day. I am the violent flame in action in me now. I am the violent flame to light alone I bow. I am the violent flame in perfect harmony. I am the violent flame. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. I am the violent flame. And I just say that. I just need to say that once. It can clear the fog out of your mind real quick. Say you wake up foggy. You're not sure why, because maybe whatever from yesterday or from past week, it doesn't matter. Clear that fog out of your mind. Create clarity. And the violent flame can create lots of clarity. And you could say with persistence, it can penetrate your old habits. And this is what it's doing. With using it daily, like I do, my old habits, a lot of my stupid habits, I call them stupid habits, habits that did me no, that was bad for me, they went away. So just know that. That's my personal experience. And it also helps people with depression, with the fear stuff, with the anxiety stuff, with the anger stuff. Let's say you walk around depressed all the time. Well, run the violent flame through your mind itself, the physical mind, because sometimes depression can be a physical thing. Sometimes depression can be an emotional thing. So you run it through the physical mind and nothing changes. Run it through your emotions. See what happens. Play with this. Be playful about it. And like I said, this is about freeing yourself of burdens that you've been carrying around with you for a lifetime, since you were born and beyond. It's also you getting into alignment. You getting, you could say, how you identify with yourself. And, you know, I always, you know, when I started my violet flame prayer, I am is very personal and deep. You're actually bringing creation, God, within inside of you and say, I am. That's about as personal as you can be with yourself. And you're allowing that spiritual aspect of you, your divine self, to shine, to flourish, to bring the light to yourself, to bring you into the light from the dark, the darkness that you've been experiencing. And what's interesting is this violet color actually activates your pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is the master gland of the endocrine system. So guess what? You're restoring light, you're restoring energy, you're restoring the body, you're restoring the mind, you're restoring the soul. You're restoring your psyche. So please try this. Bring harmony to yourself on all levels. But my show is over, and I hope this was a valuable show for you. Like I said, I've been practicing this now for 5 years, and it's been real positive. So please consider it. Next show up is Diana Silva, Mole Mama. That's always good. I always listen to her show, and she's, you could say, it's almost like when I consume food, I always think of the spiritual aspect of the food, how it's doing wonders for my body, how it's doing wonders for my mind, and all the things that food is about. So please stay tuned for Mole Mama with Diana Silva. And So what I'd like to say is I'd like to thank my producer, Ade. Thank you, as always. You're good. You're great. You're wonderful. And until next week, remember, despite what's going on around you, inside of you, all there is peace and love. And now that you know about the violent flame, bring more peace and love to yourself. Bring more serenity to yourself. Bring it all to yourself. Until next week, remember, peace and love, that's all there is. We'll talk next week. Bye.
This is Christina LaFrance, and together we're listening to 12radio.com.